So it's real estate time, isn't it? Steve, you have had, I believe, on the air before the guest I'm about to put on, Brian Balduff, who is the CEO of VHT Studios.
Oh, yeah, right.
So let's just talk a little bit about this and what you guys do, because I'm really interested in it. Brian, you're on WGN Radio. How are you?
Hey, John, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I said it's real estate season. I mean, the weather's warmer. I've been watching the signs pop up in neighborhoods around Chicago. We've been promoting an app here at WGNRadio.com called Home Snap, which with the snap of a button on your phone enables you to get the MLS listing and all the information on your phone. That's Home Snap. What a cool app that is. But you guys are also on another cutting edge of technology, and that is staging and the use of drones to sell houses. Am I right about that?
Yes, absolutely.
And is that a new phenomenon, or has that been going on for a long time and I just wasn't paying any attention?
It's really gotten popular just in the last year or so. It's been around for a while, but it's really picked up in popularity.
Obviously, drones haven't been around forever. That's relatively new technology. So do you do that, put a camera on there, and then take an aerial shot of somebody's house? Is that the idea?
We do, yeah. We have drone pilots all over the country, and if you've got a home that's got a really interesting property, you're on a river or a golf course or something, the drone photography and video is really dramatic. Gets people's attention.
Swooping in, that sort of thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's very, I mean, it's eye-catching. That's what you want when you're selling your homes. You want to catch people's attention, catch their eye, and drone's definitely dramatic. So.
See, now I live in a condo, and it's next to another condo, which is next to another condo, and they're all kind of the same. So I guess that's probably not a good investment for me. My building is not, you know, an aerial shot of my building is not going to help me. So I probably wouldn't be a good candidate for that, right?
Yeah, it's not for everybody. There's certain homes that benefit from drone and others that might not.
Although, you know what? I live near the lake, and I live near Wrigley, so maybe we could just demonstrate very quickly how easy it would be to get to the water if you bought my condo someday, right?
Well, yeah, generally that's what they're used for, is to show kind of what's in the area, access to transportation, schools, parks, recreation. So, yeah, that's a great example.
Now, the other thing you guys do is virtual staging. Tell me what that is.
So virtual staging is very exciting. It's basically being able to virtually redecorate your home when you put it on the market in the photographs. So you can show the buyer the potential of the home, or the possibility of the home, as opposed to the current owner's decorations and furnishing.
So you don't do this for empty properties. You do this for, how do you get the... visually, how do you get people's furniture and wall hangings out of there?
Well, it's interesting. It did start with empty homes, kind of during the recession with all the foreclosed homes, digitally staging furniture in. But the biggest request in the last few years has been, hey, can you just update the look, the style, the decor, so we can digitally take out the existing furnishings and artwork and personal knickknacks and things and start with a clean slate and put in new decor and furnishings and styles and actually show a living room or a master bedroom multiple ways, multiple styles to appeal to the broadest audience possible.
I suppose this saves people the hassle of having to declutter, move everything out, paint a wall a neutral color maybe, that sort of thing?
But it's a huge convenience for sellers because, you know, when you're moving, you're really not motivated to change out your furniture and your carpets and your, you know, your wall hangings and your knickknacks and things. So this allows you to show the home in its best light without having to actually do all of that first or spend all that money,
yeah,
or do traditional staging, which is also pretty expensive to,
yeah,
rent furniture and vases and things like that to make your home look better.
You know what my struggle with this is, and that is, how is this not like a dating site where you say, well, this is a picture of me if I was 25 pounds thinner and had a better haircut. And they go, yeah, well, that's a good-looking guy. You're not, but that's a good-looking guy. And it's the same way with this house. So, hey, buy my house. It sure could look swell. It doesn't right now. Explain to me the ethics of that, Brian.
Well, sure. That's a good example about the dating site there. I mean, with the home, you're not buying any of the current owner's furnishings or decor or styles. It's really the difference between a house and a home. A house is an empty building. A home is what you make of it. And so, you know, to show the house as it could look when you move in, It's no different than if you look at photographs of an existing listing today and you see the existing owner's furniture in there. It's not going to be there when you buy that house. You know, neither is the way that a builder shows their properties when they're showing off new homes. So as long as you don't change things that are structural, like, you know, at VHC Studios, we don't change walls and staircases.
I've seen that, by the way. I've seen that. Bad-looking walls, damaged walls, moved, literally moved. And, of course, you can always knock down a wall after you buy the place, but the wall is there.
Yeah, digital technology makes a lot of things possible. You know, this is one of the reasons you got to choose your agents wisely. Get a professional. You know, I think you know, leading companies, just like, we don't allow any of that in our photographs. If you've got a fire plug on your front lawn or you've got a electrical tower in your backyard, we don't just Photoshop those out. Those are structural. This is really more about kind of updating the style of the, you know, the furnishings, the decor, get a feel for what it would be like for me to live in that property as opposed to the person who currently lives there and makes it a home.
You know, as you described that, I guess really the photograph is just going to get you in the door. If, in fact, I don't think the house is as kept up as I want it to be, this vision notwithstanding, I know I could make it better, but doggone it, I've got more work here to do than I thought because it was digitally staged, then don't buy the house, right? I mean, it's not like people are buying houses sight unseen generally. Am I right about that?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And what we see a lot of agents doing today is they'll print out the photographs of the virtually redecorated room and they'll put it in the room. So when you go to see it at an open house or a showing, you'll be able to say, oh, here's three different ways that this living room could be decorated, or three different ways that this second bedroom could be laid out as a nursery, as a reading room, as a weight room, as a, you know, a college kid's room. Anything to help you get a sense of, here's what this home could be when I live in it.
What's the price range for these services?
Well, typically, you know, this would be something that your agent would provide, but like I said, it's a lot less than physical staging or doing your own repainting and everything. It, you know, starts out at a couple hundred dollars, and depending on how much you're going to do or how big the home is, it could go up to a couple thousand.
But that's an interesting point. So maybe I should ask the realtor, especially if it's a higher-end property, right? And I don't know what that means, but if it's going to be a $500,000 house or $1 million house, then maybe the realtor eats that, huh?
We just sold a condo, and it comes with a marketing fee from the realtor. So I think that's where some of that money comes from, John. They charge the seller a quote-unquote marketing fee rather than take it out of their fees for the sale.
I guess you could negotiate that, but I'd like the realtor to pay for that as a potential seller. 773 says, John, when realtors use virtual staging in photography, this must be from a realtor, we are bound by the rules of the MLS. The MLS mandates that we report on the photographs when virtual staging is used. I guess you know that. Is that the rule, Brian?
Yeah, and real estate is a very self-policing industry. If one real estate professional sees another playing gimmicks, they report it to the MLS, and that stops pretty quickly.
One last question. Stan wanted to ask. Stan, you're on WGN. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Quick question. When you guys get into the whole drone photography and videoing and stuff like that, to get into that bracket, that kind of job with you guys, I'm always being told you need an actual flight license before you can get into that. Is that true for you guys, or is it just an FAA license up to a certain foot?
Yeah, there's actually an FAA certification that you need to pilot drones commercially. So we require that and insurance and a number of other things. It's not super difficult to get. I don't think you need to be a commercial airline pilot to really get the drone certification, but there are certifications you need.
That's what I thought. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. And Brian, thanks for the time. I'm sure this is a topic that's going to come up now and again. The name of your business is VHT Studios. What's your website over there?
It's VHT.com, where you can see tons of examples of virtual staging and drone photographs from around Chicago.
Yeah, good luck to you, Brian. I appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you betcha. Timely information this time of year.